This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. I don't
wanna be. It is commencement season around colleges and high schools in the area. Hey, shout outs to all of those that are graduating high school and college. Way to go. Golf club.
Indeed. I had a
welcome to the real world and get ready to get eaten up live like the rest of us.
I had a kid hop in with me in the last couple of holes at Chehalem last night. Just graduated from George Fox, and I said, hey, congrats, man. That's a big deal.
Yeah. No.
It's a cool thing.
Bend over.
it is really cool. It's a life-changing event, and then you will understand Billy Madison that much more when he yells at those kids, stay as long as you can. It hits different. But Dan Quinn, football coach, Washington Commanders, you know Dan Quinn, coaches with his hat on backwards.
Indeed.
He went to Salisbury University.
Hmm. Is that where they came up with the stakes?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and say, sure. It's in Maryland.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that.
No.
I didn't know that at all.
There's a lot of schools tucked in that little pocket right there, and you're just like, holy crap.
Yeah, yeah. They are the Seagulls.
Oh, great.
The Salisbury Seagulls.
Yeah, that's a great nickname. It really is.
Nah, they should be the Beef.
Oh, God, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
I mean, it's beef adjacent. Chicken.
Yeah.
If you're stranded on a desert island, you go full Tom Hanks.
Oh, I'd eat a seagull.
You eat a seagull?
Yeah, I'll eat a seagull. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'll give it a whirl.
Flying pigeon.
What's the worst that's going to happen? I'm going to die out there.
Yeah.
But Dan Quinn gave the commencement speech for Salisbury University. I would say he's probably one of the more distinguished grads and notable alumni from that school. I'm just going to go ahead. Oh,
except for Steak.
Yeah. Mr. Steak.
Mr. Steak.
Mr. Beef.
Professor Steak.
Yeah. Steve Biscotti, the owner of the Ravens, he went there.
He's just named after like a crispy bread cookie.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not meat.
Salisbury and Biscotti.
You know how he made his money?
Not in biscuits?
No, no. He made his money in...
was it construction?
No, headhunting.
Nope.
IT.
No kidding.
IT recruiting.
Did he start up like Workforce or something like that?
No, it is tech systems.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Crazy, man. You get in at the right time on something, man.
He got it. Made a lot of
money
off that.
Sell that thing off and go to town.
Frank Perdue of Perdue Farms. He went there.
Mm.
So,
but not the university.
He did not go to Purdue University.
It's like Storm Duck not going to Oregon.
You would think, yeah. Like come on, man. You probably should.
You got to kind of lean in.
Oh, no, that's Byron Westbrook, not Brian Westbrook.
Mm.
No, other than that, nah, not too many other distinguished alums of Salisbury.
It's kind of college I should have gone to. I could climb the alumni leaderboard a little easier.
I don't think you would even be on this one.
Wow.
Well, I'm just, there's a lot of like politicians.
Oh, it's one of those.
CEOs.
Nobel laureates and stuff like that.
You really think that you would be on a list?
Small enough school.
Local radio host?
Yeah, I mean, small enough school. Come on now. Small enough school.
But Dan Quinn, he got his commencement speech wrapped up in the most football guy way. And I assume at a Salisbury University where you're pretty buttoned up when we read off the alums that went there, and the fact that they only have 6,000 students that go there, I bet there's some people there that had their feathers ruffled for the old Seagulls, because this is how Dan Quinn wrapped up his commencement speech.
Which leads me back to where we started and the four words I wish I was told when I was in your chair, and now I live by. So, ladies and gentlemen of Salisbury University's class of 2025, let it f***ing rip.
Yeah.
You brought in a football coach who wears a hat backwards as a defensive coordinator to give your commencement speech. Guess what? He's going to end it with a let it effing rip, everybody.
Yeah, I'd rather have that than some of the stuff I've seen from a lot of these commencement speeches.
Heck
more
yeah, dude.
More recently.
Heck yeah. I mean, let it effing rip.
And also, it's college.
Solid, dude.
They're adults. Profanity is used in real life.
Yeah. I bet Sammy the Seagull loved that.
Yeah.
Their mascot. Yeah. He was out there
clapping their wings together.
You damn right they are.
Caw-caw.
I would have loved to have a Dan Quinn give a commencement speech.
I wish I could say I remember.
We need more of them.
I had Steve Lyons do ours in high school.
We didn't have that at our high school. We didn't have anybody do it in our high school.
Well, Steve Lyons went to Beaverton.
Yep.
So we have some decent alumni athletes for sure. But I don't remember his because I wasn't really paying attention because I was a dumb kid.
We had Paul Lindman do ours.
Oh, there you go.
In 1994. Good old K2, that also on the scene of the exploding whale. And the one thing I remember from his is his end of speech advice: don't ever stick anything in your ear sharper than your elbow.
That's advice that you probably live by.
Hmm. I mean, it's not terrible.
Yeah. Have you stuck anything sharper in your ear since?
Q-tips every day.
That's not sharper than your elbow.
Of course it is.
I mean, it's a cotton. It's a cotton.
Of course it is. Look at how big and bulbous and round this elbow is.
No. But it's
versus
not
that little Q-tip swab.
I take the fuzz off my Q-tips.
See, now that's serial killer behavior.
That really is. Those are things you should not tell other people.
No.
Like, it just don't.
Except for maybe your therapist in a safe space.
Yeah. You know.
Because if you use it.
Definitely the cord-ordered one.
If you use a Q-tip, it just smushes stuff in. But you take the fuzz off, you can scrape it out.
I have so many.
Just saying.
So many worries for you. Like, you wonder, I got this weird injury. It's like, well, you do things like rip the soft part of the Q-tip off and shove it in your ear.
It's less of a shove and more of a scrape.
Oh, man. That does not sound good. How long you been doing that for?
10 years old?
I guarantee it. Danny has at home his own set of all of the, like, iron hooks that you see at the dentist office, too. He's got his own at home set of that in the bathroom.
I actually do. The dental hygienist stuff, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the pliers to rip teeth out.
No.
Those are in the trunk of his car.
Yeah, you don't need the dentist-approved ones. You can get them at a hardware store.
And there we go.
Right next to the rope in the bag of lies.
And he's back.
It's always weird that they have, like, all of that stuff together. The shovel, the rope, the lie. It's all in, like, one aisle.
Well, yeah, so the cameras can get you in one spot as you pick it all up. Just like, yep, well, we got the cameras all just honed in right there.
Wood chipper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here comes the guy wearing the scream mask again, walking in to make his weekly purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.